A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one. Maintenance for electric rotary shavers, specifically the Philips Series 5000 and 6000. Beyond swapping out heads every year or so, what do you actually need to do between shaves? And what does a proper deep clean look like? And here's the thing. Most people think they're maintaining their shaver when they're really just rinsing it and hoping for the best. The gap between clean and maintained is where all the money goes.
That gap is enormous. And it's fascinating. Here's a number that stopped me cold when I first saw it. The average electric shaver loses about 40% of its cutting efficiency after 6 months of use. And it's not because the blades are dull. It's because the user never cleaned the internal mechanism properly. The blades are fine. They're just buried.
In 6 months. And Philips just pushed a firmware update, version 3.2, in April, that adds a maintenance reminder to the Series 6000. Which is great, except the manual still doesn't explain why the thing fails. It just says rinse after each use, which is like telling someone to change their car's oil, but never mentioning what happens if they don't.
And that's the episode, what actually fails, why it fails, and what to do about it. So let's define the two regimes we're talking about, because they're doing completely different things chemically and mechanically. The first is between-use cleaning. That's after every shave. You're removing hair fragments, skin oils, and moisture. The second is periodic deep cleaning, every 3 to 4 weeks, give or take. You're removing mineral deposits from hard water, bacterial biofilm, and the degradation byproducts of the lubricant that's already in there. These are not the same task, and doing one doesn't substitute for the other.
The architecture matters here. These are floating rotary heads. Three circular cutters, each with an inner blade oscillating against an outer foil. The inner blade moves at about 40 hertz, 40 cycles per second. The gap between the inner blade and the outer foil is somewhere between 50 and 80 micrometers. That's about the thickness of a human hair. Anything trapped in that gap that's thicker than that creates friction, heat, and drag.
50 to 80 micrometers is absurdly precise for something most people toss into a DOP kit. And the failure modes we're talking about break into three categories. 1. Mechanical jamming from hair debris compacted into that gap. 2. Corrosion from trapped moisture. And this one is sneaky because you can't see it without disassembling the head. 3. Bacterial growth in the hair chamber, the cavity beneath the cutters where all the clipped hair accumulates. Each of these has its own mechanism, and each requires a different intervention.
Let's start with the daily routine. The thing you do after every shave. And the number one mistake people make is using cold water.
This is where the chemistry gets genuinely interesting. Human sebum, skin oil, has a melting point between 30 and 35 degrees Celsius. That's about 86 to 95 Fahrenheit. If you rinse the shaver head under cold tap water, which is typically 10 to 15 degrees Celsius, the sebum solidifies on contact. It goes from a viscous liquid to a waxy solid, and in doing so, it traps hair particles inside the cutter gap. Those particles are now glued in place by cooled sebum. That is the single biggest cause of what people describe as dull blades, blades that tug and pull. They're not dull. They're clogged with a wax and hair composite that cold water essentially set in place.
Like pouring cold water into a pan you just fried bacon in. The grease goes solid instantly, and now you're scrubbing.
Hot water, 50 to 60 degrees Celsius, denatures the sebum proteins and reduces the oil's viscosity. It carries the hair fragments with it. The protocol is straightforward. Rinse the shaver head under hot tap water for 10 to 15 seconds immediately after each use. The water needs to be hot enough that it's uncomfortable to hold your hand under indefinitely, but not boiling, 50 to 60 degrees. That's standard hot tap water in most homes.
You do this with the shaver running or off?
The oscillation helps eject debris. The inner blade is moving at 40 hertz, and that motion combined with the water flow flushes particles out of the cutter gap. If you rinse with the shaver off, you're only cleaning the outer surface. The gap remains packed.
Hot water, 10 to 15 seconds, shaver running. Most people just shake it off and put it in the cabinet.
That's mistake number two. After rinsing, you shake off the excess water, but then you need to run the shaver for 10 to 15 seconds on empty. No water, just running in air. The centrifugal force from the 40 Hz oscillation physically ejects water from the cutter gap. This is critical because if you store the shaver wet, you get galvanic corrosion. The outer foil is stainless steel, the inner blade is nickel-plated, and when you have two dissimilar metals in contact with an electrolyte, water, you create a tiny battery. The less noble metal corrodes. In this case, the nickel plating on the inner blade degrades.
You're slowly eating your blades with trapped tap water.
There was a study published in Wear, that's a tribology journal, back in 2023 that tested shaver blade wear under wet versus dry storage conditions. Over 3 months, wet storage increased the blade edge radius from half a micrometer to 2.1 micrometers. That's a fourfold increase in bluntness just from moisture. The blades didn't wear down from cutting hair.
4 times the edge radius in 3 months. That's not gradual wear, that's a cliff. And most people are doing this after every shave without realizing.
What's worse is that the corrosion isn't visible unless you disassemble the head and look at the inner blades under magnification. The shaver feels dull, so people buy a replacement head. And the old head wasn't worn out, it was corroded from improper drying.
Let's talk about the Smart Clean system, because Philips sells this as the solution. You dock the shaver, it runs a cleaning cycle with a cartridge. What's actually in the cartridge, and does it solve these problems?
The Smart Clean cartridge is a mix of isopropyl alcohol, about 70 to 80% propylene glycol and a fragrance. The alcohol is the workhorse. It displaces water and evaporates quickly, which addresses the moisture problem. It also has some antibacterial action. The propylene glycol is a humectant. It leaves a thin film that provides light lubrication. But here's the catch. That glycol residue is slightly tacky, and if you store the shaver uncovered, it attracts dust. Over time, dust plus glycol residue plus new sebum creates a paste that's actually harder to remove than sebum alone.
It's solving the moisture problem, but creating a dust magnet problem.
It doesn't clean the hair chamber. The Smart Clean system flushes the cutter heads from the outside, but it doesn't disassemble anything, so the compacted hair felt beneath the cutters never gets removed. Philips positions it as a complete cleaning solution, but it's really a between-use rinse replacement with better drying. It's not a deep clean.
Which brings us to the survey data. A consumer survey in 2025 found that 68% of users clean their shaver only every few shaves, not after each use. The manual says after each use. But even among the people who do clean after every shave, most are just running it under whatever water comes out of the tap.
Every few shaves is exactly when biofilm starts forming. Biofilm is a structured community of bacteria embedded in a self-produced matrix. It takes about 24 to 48 hours in a warm, moist environment, like a shaver head stored wet with skin cells and sebum, for biofilm to initiate. Once it's established, it's resistant to simple rinsing. You need mechanical disruption and a chemical agent to remove it.
The between-use particle we're describing. Hot water, shaver running, shake, run dry. This is the minimum, and people are skipping it entirely 2/3 of the time.
There's a hygiene dimension here that most people don't think about. A study in the Journal of Hospital Infection in 2022 tested electric shavers in a clinical setting and found Staphylococcus aureus on 23% of unmaintained units. Aureus is not something you want on something you drag across your face every morning, especially if you have any microcuts from shaving.
23% of shavers. Nearly 1 in 4. That's a reservoir of infections sitting in the bathroom cabinet.
The same study found that a vinegar and alcohol deep clean, which we're about to get into, reduced bacterial load by 99.7%. That's a 3-log reduction, from a clinical contamination level to essentially sterile.
Okay, so we've covered the daily routine. Hot water, run the shaver, shake, run dry, store uncovered so any residual moisture evaporates. That's between use. But what about the stuff that builds up over weeks? The mineral deposits, the biofilm, the compacted hair felt. That brings us to the deep clean.
Every 3 to 4 weeks, or after about 15 to 20 shaves, you need to disassemble the shaver head completely. On the Philips Series 5000 and 6000, the head unit pops off, and then each of the 3 cutter assemblies can be removed individually. You take out the outer foils and the inner blades. This exposes the hair chamber, the cavity underneath where all the clipped hair has been accumulating.
This is the part nobody ever sees.
It's alarming the first time you open it. The hair chamber is often packed with a felt-like mat of compacted hair fragments, skin cells, and dried sebum. This mat blocks airflow to the motor. The Phillips motor draws about 3 to 5 watts under load, and it relies on passive airflow through the housing for cooling. Block that airflow, and internal temperature can rise by 15 to 20 degrees Celsius. That accelerates bearing wear. A shaver that runs hot is a shaver with a clogged hair chamber.
The motor's cooking itself because of hair you can't even see.
The bearings are tiny. They're sealed units designed for a specific operating temperature range. Push them 20 degrees above spec, and the lubricant inside the bearings degrades faster. Once the bearings go, the shaver gets louder, vibrates more, and eventually the oscillation becomes irregular. That's end of life, not because the blades wore out, but because the motor bearings failed from overheating.
The deep clean starts with disassembly. What's the actual cleaning solution?
50-50 mix of white vinegar, 5% acetic acid, and warm water. Soak the disassembled parts for 15 to 20 minutes. The acetic acid does two things. First, it dissolves calcium deposits from hard water. If you live somewhere with hard water, and Jerusalem, where we are, has notoriously hard water, those mineral deposits build up on every surface the rinse water touches. Second, the acid breaks down sebum saponification products. That's a mouthful, but here's what it means. Sebum reacts with alkaline tap water to form soap-like residues. These are sticky and water-insoluble. The vinegar dissolves them.
You're making tiny amounts of soap inside your shaver.
The reaction of fats with an alkali produces soap. That's literally what saponification is. Your tap water is slightly alkaline, your sebum is a fat, and the result is a microscopic soap scum coating the inside of your shaver. Vinegar breaks it down.
Why not just use dish soap? Everyone has dish soap.
Dish soap will remove oils, but it won't dissolve mineral deposits, and it's less effective against the saponification residues. It also tends to leave its own film if not rinsed thoroughly. If you're in a pinch, a tiny drop of mild dish soap is better than nothing, but the vinegar soak is the gold standard, and you absolutely should not use bleach or hydrogen peroxide. Both can corrode the nickel plating on the inner blades. Once the nickel goes, the underlying steel is exposed, and it'll rust.
No bleach, no peroxide. Vinegar and warm water, 15 to 20 minutes.
Rinse everything thoroughly with hot water to remove the vinegar and any loosened debris. Then, and this is the step most people skip, soak the parts in isopropyl alcohol, 91% or higher, for about 5 minutes. The alcohol does three things. It displaces any remaining water from the crevices. It kills bacteria, including anything that survived the vinegar. And it evaporates completely, leaving no residue. After the alcohol soak, let everything air dry for 2 to 3 hours. You want the parts bone dry before reassembly.
2 to 3 hours. So this is an evening task, not a morning rush thing.
Do it after your morning shave on a weekend, and by midday the parts are dry and ready to reassemble. After drying, you lubricate. One drop of lightweight machine oil on each of the three cutter bearings. Phillips sells their own oil, but any light machine oil like 3-in-1 works. The oil goes on the bearing, the point where the inner blade's drive shaft rotates, not on the foils. Oiling the foils is a common mistake. Oil on the foils attracts hair fragments and skin cells and reduces cutting efficiency. The foils should be dry.
Not a squirt, not a drizzle.
Over-oiling is almost as bad as not oiling at all. Excess oil migrates to the foils and into the hair chamber, where it creates a sticky trap for debris. One drop per bearing, applied with a needle applicator if you have one. That's it.
Now, the question everyone's asking at this point, how do I know if my blades are actually dull versus just dirty? Because we've established that a lot of what feels like dullness is clogging.
The tell is irritation and tugging on areas that used to shave smoothly. If you do a full deep clean, disassemble, vinegar, alcohol, dry, lubricate, reassemble, and the tugging persists, the foils are worn. The outer foil develops microscopic wear patterns over time. The holes in the foil, the ones hair enters through, their edges become rounded instead of sharp. A sharp foil edge shears the hair cleanly. A rounded edge pulls the hair before cutting it, which is what causes that tugging sensation.
Deep clean first, then evaluate. Don't replace the head until you've ruled out clogging.
A 2024 test by a consumer electronics repair blog. And this was methodical work. found that shavers cleaned with the vinegar and alcohol method we're describing maintained 92% of their original cutting efficiency after 12 months. Shavers cleaned only with tap water rinsing maintained 67%. That's a 25 percentage point gap from maintenance alone, and the replacement schedule bears this out. Phillips recommends replacing the outer foils every 12 months and the inner blades every 18 months. But with proper maintenance, you can push foil life to 18 months and blade life to 24.
Let's put numbers on the savings. A replacement head for the Series 6000 costs about $40. If you're replacing it annually because poor maintenance is eating the blades, that's $40 a year. If you maintain properly and replace every 18 months, that's about $27 a year, roughly a third less, and the shaver itself lasts 5 to 7 years instead of 2 or 3. The total cost of ownership over a decade is dramatically lower.
We haven't even talked about shave quality. A maintained shaver cuts closer and with less irritation. The motor runs cooler and quieter. The battery holds its charge better because the motor isn't fighting clogged blades. All of these are second-order benefits of the maintenance routine.
Let's go back to the hard water point, because I think this is underappreciated. You mentioned Jerusalem's water. What's actually happening with hard water inside the shaver?
Hard water contains dissolved calcium and magnesium ions. When the water evaporates, those minerals precipitate out as calcium carbonate and magnesium carbonate scale. On a shaver, scale builds up in the cutter gap and on the inner blade surface. This has two effects. First, the scale is abrasive. It's microscopic, but it's harder than the nickel plating, so it gradually wears the plating away as the blade oscillates. Second, scale changes the effective gap between the inner and outer blades. Remember, that gap is 50 to 80 micrometers. A layer of scale a few micrometers thick changes the clearance, creating additional friction.
If you live in a hard water area, the vinegar soak isn't optional. It's addressing a specific failure mechanism that soft water users might not face as severely.
And you can see the difference. After a vinegar soak, hard water shavers often release a cloudy residue into the solution. That's the dissolved calcium. Soft water users might not see that. But even in soft water areas, the vinegar is still doing the saponification work and the antibacterial work.
Let's talk about the firmware. The Series 6000 got this maintenance reminder in April. It triggers after 30 shaves. What does it actually do, and is it useful?
It's a blinking indicator on the handle that reminds you to clean the shaver. The problem is, it doesn't distinguish between a between-use rinse and a deep clean. After 30 shaves, you're well past the point where a simple rinse is sufficient. If you've been doing between-use rinses properly, 30 shaves means it's time for the deep clean, but the reminder doesn't tell you that, it just says clean. A user who doesn't know the difference might run it under the tap for 15 seconds and think they're done.
The reminder is useful only if you already understand the two regimes. It's a prompt for the deep clean, not a substitute for the daily rinse.
Phillips could improve this significantly by having two different reminders, a short one for the daily rinse and a longer, more insistent one for the deep clean. But we're not there yet.
I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, the biofilm. What's actually growing in there, and how fast?
The warm, moist, nutrient-rich environment of a shaver head is ideal for bacterial colonization. You've got skin cells providing nutrients, water providing the medium, and body heat. The shaver warms up during use and stays warm for a while after. The main concerns are Staphylococcus species, including S. aureus and S. epidermidis, and occasionally Pseudomonas if the shaver is stored in a humid bathroom. These aren't necessarily pathogenic in small numbers on intact skin, but shaving creates microabrasions. That's a direct entry point.
The biofilm is resistant to just rinsing.
Biofilm is a survival strategy. The bacteria embed themselves in a polysaccharide matrix that protects them from mechanical flushing and mild chemical attack. A quick rinse doesn't penetrate it. The vinegar soak disrupts the matrix chemically, and the alcohol soak denatures the bacterial proteins. Together, they're extremely effective, that 99.7% reduction we mentioned from the hospital study.
The hygiene argument alone justifies the deep clean, even if you don't care about blade life. You're putting this thing on your face.
If you share a bathroom, you're aerosolizing whatever's in the shaver every time you run it dry. That's a minor concern, but it's real.
Let's pull all of this together into a protocol someone can actually follow. Step by step.
After every single shave, rinse the shaver head under hot water, 50 to 60 degrees Celsius, for 10 to 15 seconds with the shaver running. Shake off excess water. Run the shaver dry for 10 to 15 seconds. Store it uncovered in a dry place. That's the daily routine. It takes 30 seconds.
Then every 3 to 4 weeks, or after 15 to 20 shaves, pop off the head unit. Remove each of the 3 cutter assemblies. Remove the outer foils and inner blades. You should now see the air chamber. Brush out any loose debris. Soak all disassembled parts in a 50-50 mix of white vinegar and warm water for 15 to 20 minutes. Rinse thoroughly with hot water. Soak in 91% or higher isopropyl alcohol for 5 minutes. Air dry completely, 2 to 3 hours. Apply 1 drop of lightweight machine oil to each of the 3 cutter bearings. That's the deep clean. It takes about 30 minutes of active time, plus drying.
The replacement schedule, outer foils at 12 to 18 months, inner blades at 18 to 24 months. The range depends on your maintenance quality and how coarse your beard hair is. If you feel persistent tugging after a deep clean, the foils are done.
The cost difference is meaningful, but the experience difference is bigger. A maintained shaver is quieter, cooler, more comfortable, and gives a closer shave. The 40% efficiency loss we opened with, that's almost entirely preventable.
There's an environmental angle. Fewer replacement heads means less plastic and metal waste. A shaver that lasts 7 years instead of 3 means fewer shavers in landfills. Maintenance is the most underrated sustainability practice.
Let's talk about what's coming. Braun filed the patent in 2025 for an ultrasonic cleaning chamber built into the shaver dock. The idea is that you'd fill a reservoir with cleaning solution, dock the shaver, and ultrasonic transducers would cavitate the fluid to dislodge debris from the cutter gap and chamber. No disassembly required.
Ultrasonic cleaning works beautifully for precision parts. It's used in jewelry and dental tool sterilization. The challenge is cost. An ultrasonic transducer and driver circuit add maybe $20 to $30 to the bill of materials. For a consumer shaver that's already price sensitive, that's significant. And you still need to change the cleaning solution periodically, so you haven't eliminated consumables entirely.
It would solve the user behavior problem. The reason maintenance fails isn't that people are lazy. It's that disassembly is intimidating. People don't want to take apart a $40 shaver head and risk breaking it. An automated system that requires no disassembly would dramatically increase compliance.
Philips could do it with the SmartClean dock. The hardware platform exists. They'd need to add an ultrasonic element and a different cleaning cartridge, probably something enzyme-based rather than alcohol-based, since enzymes are better at breaking down biological debris over longer soak times. I'd expect something like this within 3 to 5 years.
Until then, the protocol we've described is the difference between a precision instrument and a disposable appliance, and that's really the core insight here. The electric shaver is a precision instrument with moving parts tolerance to 50 micrometers. Treating it like a disposable razor is why most people get 2 years of good shaves instead of 7. Maintenance isn't optional. It's the thing that makes the engineering work.
The gap between clean and maintained. That's the whole episode right there.
Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In the 1860s, naturalists working in Vanuatu proposed that humpback whale songs were a degraded form of an ancient whale language, a full grammar that had collapsed into repetitive phrases after whales dispersed across the Pacific. The theory was mainstream in maritime biology circles for about a decade before it was abandoned for lack of evidence.
A whale tower, a Babel theory.
I have so many questions and I suspect none of them have answers.
This has been My Weird Prompts. Thanks to our producer, Hilbert Flumingtop. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It helps other Weird Prompt enthusiasts find us. We're at myweirdprompts.com and on Telegram. I'm Korn.
I'm Herman Poppleberry. Clean your shaver.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore. A thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.